The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Lord, we thank you this night. We acknowledge your mighty presence in this place, the head of the church, who is also the captain of the host, the captain of the army. Lord Jesus, the man of war himself, who is the Lord. We come this day once again. We acknowledge you, your presence, your power, your authority. God has given you authority. All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to you. Lord, we see the authority because you have prevailed. We worship you this night. We bless you. Our hearts are connected to you. Our members are connected to you. Lord, we are rejoicing in the truth that you have prevailed. You have won the battles. You have prevailed. You are crowned with many crowns. You are crowned with many crowns. Jesus, we worship you. We honor you. Thank you because you are raising a house of warriors. Holy warriors, who will fight your battles in the last day. We give you all the praise for the machineries of equipping. Thank you, Jesus, for download of equippings. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this year's life campaign. Thank you for that which is in your heart that you are pushing out. For our equipping, that we may be overcomers. And bring many spoils of war. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the witness of your spirit in our midst. Oh, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for every soul in this auditorium and all the brethren who are streaming. Thank you for that placement in the spirit, that which you have written before the foundation of the world for us, that we are seen in time by your mercy. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise for all the resources you have given so far. Lord, not just from Monday alone, but from the time of prayers for this convention. Thank you for the download of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for emissaries from your throne that you sent to open things for us. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand upon your servant. Thank you for your mighty hand upon your servant. Oh God, that you raised to pick your heart, a man after your heart that you have raised. Thank you for your hand meeting. And we thank you for this community. Lord, we thank you for the great work you are doing. We bless your name. Lord, we thank you for the burden that you released for this year. We know it is a matter of your heart, that which is utmost in your heart, that you want your church to quickly see and align with. And Lord, we thank you for all the ministries, all your vessels you have used from Monday till now. We give you praise. Lord, I just align myself. I come under the authority you have set. Lord, in this season, in this hour, I come under the authority that you have set over this platform. I come under the authority of your servant, Reverend Busi Olabode, whom you gave this burden to. Lord, in this season, to pass across to us and to the body, I come under the authority, Lord Jesus, that this day I will be a faithful minister. Help me to be faithful. Lord, I'm praying. I have prayed. Help me to be faithful. Lord Jesus, to be faithful. To faithfully serve your people. Help me, Lord Jesus. Give me utterance. Give me help. Give me entrance. Give me permission. Lord, I don't have any strength. I have no mind. I have no words. I have no utterance. Be my utterance this night. Be my words. Sit upon me. Lord Jesus, sit upon me. Lord Jesus, speak through me. Lord Jesus, bless your people and bless me also. Enable me, Jesus, head of the church, I'm praying. Enable me, quicken me, Lord. Oh, great shepherd of the sheep, quicken me. Quicken me. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to hear a big amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Please, we can have a seat in God's presence. Thank you, sirs and masters. Please, just permit me to sit down so that I can... I just feel in my heart that I should sit down and teach a bit in the allowance of time that is given to me. So I'm not taking this teaching, this opportunity for granted. It's not a right. Honestly, it's not a right. If I've been blessed, I pray that God will really bless me. And I've been blessed since Monday. So, and if I didn't minister, but I was blessed, I'm already, I'm fulfilled. Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity to minister. I'm not taking it for granted at all. And I trust Jesus. I pray that he will help me to minister that which is in your heart. The Lord made me know that there's, you have a burden. He says his burden is in your heart. So I pray that he will help me to push things out from your heart, sir. And you will help me in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. This meeting this year is not ordinary. Please, I just want us to know it is not ordinary. It's not ordinary. Amen. Okay. It's not ordinary at all. Okay. Is this something?
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ha ha ha, Likana Telia Patininan, Meanik Nost, Neat, Ilat, Nivat, Mietuk, Atulkat, Evat Kut, Kvat Kul, Kvartuk, Mekarutuatat, Messiva Klo Kama Klo Klo Krukla Vruple Vrupto Brupta Motu Jojo Brant Roj Oj. Aruch took auto boat and he boat, hot, 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 hot is a stake. Hot is a stake. Hot is a stake. It's not an ordinary time. It's not an ordinary season that is upon you. It's not a program. It's not a meeting. It's not a convention. It's not a convention. It's an appointment with divine timing in the spirit. Yay, you collided with a timing in the spirit that is upon you. It's not an assembly meeting. It's for all of my children. It's for all of my children. Oh, I'm gathering all of my children together for equipping.
Yes.
For the warfare is a global warfare.
Yes, sir.
For the adversary is a global adversary. It will not leave any house unturned. It will not leave any assembly unturned. It will visit every house. It will visit every gathering. And that is why I need you to be equipped to face that which is coming upon you. It's already happening. It's already happening. But the momentum of your adversary will get stronger. And that is why I'm raising you as a refuge, even in this time. I want to equip you as a refuge. Oh, to raise standards of judgment against odds and gates of hell that is machinating against even my people. I am calling you at this time for a response of the heart. It is not a man's work. It is not a man's work. It is my timing. And this is my mercy for you. It is my mercy for you. It is my mercy for you. Do not forsake this mercy. For the devastation will be massive. For the devastation will be massive. For anyone that rejects this my outstretched arm of mercy to raise army that will fight. The number also will count. It will count. It will count. It will count. For you see, I am dropping keys. I have come with keys. I have come with keys to help you, to raise you, to grant you access, to grant you entrance into my armory, into my armory, to take weapons, to take armor, to take armor, to take weapons. It's a meeting to harm you. It is a meeting to give you arms for that which is ahead of you. Do not forsake my mercy. Do not forsake my mercy. It is an important season in the spirit, saith the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. This tongue is a strong witness to what is in my heart to share, you know, today. In fact, I was almost saying that my ministration this evening may be a bit prophetic. Not that I am a prophet, too, but I say prophetic. All of us are prophetic. Yeah, but it may be prophetic, you know, because of the way it came to me. I've been trying to check, you know, what would the Lord have me share in this meeting or bring, you know. There is a doctrinal part, but overnight, I had an experience overnight that this tongue is saying, you know. So this tongue is very important. Overnight, I was just, please, hope you are with me. Like the tongues, you should pay attention, please. I just want to beg. It's quite a witness. Overnight, I woke up. I slept a bit, not too early, maybe around 12 or so. But I woke up around 2-3 or so, or 3 o'clock. Then I was just praying. But my heart went into the meeting, this meeting. I didn't intend to pray for the meeting. I just wanted to rest. Then the word came on this, the armies of the living God. I wanted to know why that thing. It's just inquiry. I wanted to know why this thing. Not challenging God. It's good to make inquiry. I just wanted to know why this thing. Why? Something he was just asking. Why the thing? Then I had an experience. You know, as I was praying, the experience was coming. Then, from the scripture, then I said, okay, in the day, in the morning, I checked the scriptures. Then I began to realize that, sir, this season is very crucial in the spirit. Please, this thing is not what is going to happen in another 5 years. We must take it to heart like that. That's what I was told. That is armies of the living God. Is the teaching and the emphasis now is not for 5 years. Is what is already happening in the spirit realm. It's to generate awareness for our company, especially the body of Christ and our company. When I say our company, because God has dealt with us in a manner over the years, but also for the body of Christ, that there is a war going on in the spirit realm. That if we are not careful, we will not be mindful of it until we have many casualties. That we have to quickly get understanding, get awareness, get equipping, and get alignment, and then get engagement. So God is not expecting after this conference to hear the message and put it under our pillow and continue life as usual. Things are no longer as usual in the spirit realm. Things are not as usual in the spirit. In fact, the Lord was making me to know that what happened in Nigeria is to help the church understand that war is going on. It's not just there is a war that is for Nigeria, but there is a war that is global. There is a war that is also universal. See, that disappointment we had was to, if we had, maybe if what we prayed for has come to pass, there will be this rest that, we have achieved it. But you see that what happened was a provocation of our spirit. We were provoked. Our hearts were in, were provoked not just to pray for Nigeria alone. God is going to call us to a place in the spirit. Now, God has given the team. I was wondering why the team came early. Sorry, forgive me. That's why I say it may look prophetic. So I hope I'm okay, sir. You know, the team came so early. The team came early. You know, normally my will have come, maybe probably as prayer goes on, and then it came. I was wondering, so early. It's like the Lord is trying to say, don't wait. Let me quickly tell you the team now. If the team had come after the election, we think maybe we are worrying to get something back. No. The team came to prepare our hearts. Not just for election team, but for the alignment in the spirit. So every one of us, please just know as you are seated, you are already being called to war. You have a calling to war. Don't go and say, it's Reverend Ken, Pastor Tayo, who is, you know, using Reverend Smile. Those are the warriors. Me, you see, I just enter Christ. That place you are, take your sword and begin to fight. Jesus doesn't want to see anyone not worrying. Now, according to the proportion of light you have, you must begin to war. According to the proportion of light you have, begin to war. Hope you are following me. See, hallelujah. I will read scriptures I got. But I want our heart to see all the things we are getting that have been coming since Monday. Not even the prayers. If possible, I've been asking. I wanted to have the transcript. I tried to open it. It's not opening. I said the valet must take it by force. They said I should see Pastor Dixon. So I'm saying I always forget. Now I remember. I'm waiting, sir. That this thing, we need to go back to them. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? So the Lord was making me to know that this season is the season that once existed. So that's what scared me. When I say why war? Why this? He said because there is a war going on now. War is going on. War is going on. And please, everyone over who is seated, war is going on in your heaven. Now, war is going on over you. There is war over you. There is war. When I say war, don't think about maybe household enemy. I'm not talking about all those kind of war. Maybe household enemy, somebody doesn't want to make it in life. Those ones may probably exist. But those are wars that are done on a carnal terrain. If you just buy a car and somebody say, he's angry, I just bought a car. You can imagine that is a low level of life. But what is car? What is car? Car is just a necessity. Abroad, people buy car, they don't share testimony. Abroad. Students use car abroad. I'm not saying if we get car, we should not thank God. I'm only saying if you don't buy car, somebody is angry, you say, then you are dreaming, I will kill you because you buy car. What is that? Kuku, give him the car. Take the car. But the war I'm talking about is the war of your soul. War over your soul. War over your soul. Spirit has vowed that you will not be part of them that will receive this promised eternal life. They have made that vow. And God has also sworn that he will give you that eternal life. You can see that there's a war. But you see, now the two realms will be asking you, where do you belong? Hallelujah. Can we say amen? So, you know, in the night, like I said, in the night, as I was praying, so I just saw the reason why for this thing. I just saw that I was made to see that the times we are now is the time that war inevitably must be fought. Is a time when the world, the prince of darkness, will paint to the church that peace and safety. Bible says when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come. This is not life and peace that we are teaching. This one is peace and safety. Hallelujah. Please, let's open our Bible to Daniel. Let me use that too. Daniel chapter 7. I just want to bring out three principles there, please. Daniel chapter 7. I want to be a faithful servant. Let me read from there. Are we all still with me, please? Daniel chapter 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, let's read from verse 1. Daniel chapter 7, verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, divers one from another. No, if we read down, because of time, you will see that they mention the three, the four beasts, they are manners. But the fourth one was what caught my attention in the night. In the hours of the night, the fourth one. Let us see verse 7. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and break in pieces, and stamped the residue with feet of it. It was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. 8. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the root. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Verse 9. And I beheld the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of this seat, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like fiery flame, and his wings as burning fire. You know, so reading on, a place caught my attention. Let's see. Verse 15, and I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of them that stood by, and asking the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall rise out of the head. 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. Forever, even forever and ever. Then I will know the truth of the fourth beast. Now, Daniel saw four beasts, but he wanted to know more about the fourth beast. I don't know if you are following me. Please, like I said, this is what came to me. And I prayed about it. But please, can you give me some time? I still have little time. Are you with me, huh? Thank you so much. So he wanted to know about the fourth, not all. They told him about the four. They are four kings. But he said, I want to know about the fourth beast. Let's go to verse 19. Then I will know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and nails of brass, which before and break in pieces and stamp the residue with his feet. 20, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the others which came up, before whom were 3 fifths, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld 21. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. You see, so there's one thing that made the first beast peculiar. The first 3 beasts didn't war with the saints. Maybe you are following me, please. They had dominion. They war against dominions, against nations, but not against the saints. But the fourth beast is different. Please follow me, so please. This is what I was shown. Can I go on, please? I need encouragement. Can we say amen? It was different in the sense that it war with the saints. It war with the saints. And it did not only war with the saints, it prevailed. It prevailed. Hallelujah. It prevailed against them. Praise God. You know, let me move down. Let's see verse 25. They were still talking about this manifestation of this fourth beast. I'm not here to make you afraid. I just want to see the nature of the battle that is upon us. If we are armies, we must know our enemies. Lest we start fighting ourselves. Amen. Let's see verse 25. Please, verse 25, let's see verse 24 to 25. I will tell us why it's like that. Then 10 us out of the kingdom where 10 kings shall arise, and another shall arise after them. He shall be diver from the fourth, he shall subdue 3 kings. There's a teaching around this, but I just want to go to my own emphasis. There are teachings around this. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a times and the dividing of time. Hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Let's say amen. Amen. So, you know, in the night, as these scriptures came, I know KS, I've even taught it by the grace of God before, but I wanted to know why was my heart like this? Then I was made to see again that this fourth beast, amen, was the kingdom that began to reign in the time when the church began. When the church began, amen. When the church began in the day of Pentecost, let you know, Acts chapter 2. Amen. Acts chapter 2, when the church began, that was the kingdom that began to reign. You know, I believe in this house, I know we have many people that are streaming, but in this house, I know God's servant will have labored on this. You know, the four beasts, let me just quickly say that by the way, the first beast is the Babylonian kingdom. The second beast is the Medo-Persian kingdom. The third beast is the Grecian kingdom. The fourth beast is the Roman kingdom. So in the time when the early church, you see, the word saints of the Most High, they are not Jews. It's not the Jews. Please, are you with me? The Jews, God, they were also God's people. But when the word saints are those who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Saints are, you know, so in the Jewish time, like Maccabees, they had issues too with Grecian kingdom, but that's not it. This fourth beast had appointment significantly with the saints of the Most High. It was Satan's wisdom to raise this fourth kingdom when the saints would have been, or when the church would have been. So when the early church began, can we say amen? So this, you know, in the time of Jesus, this kingdom was just evolving strongly. You know, if you remember, Pilate was of the Roman order, if you remember. You know, but by the time church was established, church began, this beast was already conquering nations. But the saint was not yet in view. The saints had their persecution. The church had persecution from the Jews first. Please, I don't know. Sorry, please. You know, Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 3, Sanhedrin, they were, you know, Paul. Paul was not part of this beast. They were just, those are, you know, Jewish culture, Jewish tradition, fighting against the church, the light that God brought through Jesus Christ. But, you see, God didn't allow the church to have any contact directly with this beast. So, until the church has entered the season of the teaching of Christ. When the teaching of Christ began, Christ, everybody say Christ. Because, you see, Satan knows what can save mankind. Hallelujah. Satan knows what can save mankind. Satan knows when mankind can be saved. When I say saved, I'm talking about when man can be made incorruptible. Satan knows what can bring man to the corridor of incorruptibility. So when the church was still teaching, you know, as it were, milk of the word, Satan was not too bothered like that. Even though he was persecuting them through the Jews, but he wasn't too bothered. But when the ministry of Christ began, when the teaching of Christ began in the church, when the church began to embrace doctrine of Christ. Now, the first person or persons that took a serious dealing from that fourth beast were Paul themselves. Hallelujah. Paul and his men, they went through a lot. They went through terrible times of dealings because that message must not go further. The preaching of Christ must not go further. So all the words he was using, like when he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It is the power of God unto salvation. To them that believe, to the Jew first, then to the Greek, and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. You see, this thing they were doing, a lot of intimidation, a lot of harassment from spirits to make sure that this gospel does not go far. A lot of bombardment. When you read Paul's life, you will see, you know, the CV was given. Are you still following me? Can we say amen? All the CV was given, somebody was teaching about that yesterday. Maybe it's Pastor Thompson. I can't remember. Maybe Pastor Dimeji was talking about, you know, Paul said, in hungry often, naked often, beaten many times. And, you know, they were harassment from spirits to make sure that this gospel does not come to man. Why? This gospel is the power, you see the word, power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? So, but you see, God so strengthened and empowered the church, empowered those apostles. They were warriors. They were not just worrying for themselves. They were worrying for humanity. They were worrying for the church to make sure that the church became established in this light. So they fought that until God brought, after the ministration and the gospel of Christ has been established in the church, God brought another, you know, that higher portion called salvation. The light of salvation opened upon the church. Don't forget, and I believe we know, that Christ is the power of God unto salvation. So this salvation is not the new path. Because Christ, you see, Christ, the gospel of Christ, is the power of God to where you are going. So salvation is incorruptible life. Everybody say what I just said. Say salvation. It's what, sir? It's incorruptible life. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. 1 Peter 1, 4 to 5. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You see the word? The you is not full stop. Please go back. You see that there's a comma there. There is a you. Please, this reserved in heaven for you. Now, the you is not everybody. Please, I don't know if you know Pastor Paul was telling us about we, us, you, the other time. Reserved in heaven for you, comma, yes, who are they? Who are kept by the power of God. Don't forget, Christ is the power of God. You remember? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. So Christ is what keeps you. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Are we seeing something, please? Are we seeing something? We are not responding, no. Are we seeing something? So Christ is the power of God. Ever say Christ is the power of God? Let me tell you, see, Christ, see, gospel of Christ is the power of God. You know, sometimes people say there's no power in that church. It's all about preaching, teaching. That's power of God. It's the power of God unto salvation. So he said, that salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. So we say salvation, Christ is the power of God unto the inheritance, which is incorruptible, undefiled, and unfading. To be saved, when I say I am saved, hallelujah. Salvation in the New Testament is that somebody is incorruptible. To say I am saved, it means you are incorruptible, it means you are undefiled, it means you are unfading. That's to be saved. So this light began to open upon the church that time. And when the light began to open, then these beasts, when he said he will war against the saints, it was the saints of the Most High who are pressing into that salvation that thing broke out upon them. So I can't, we see, if, you know, I realize that sometimes we talk about church history, which, well, that's not my focus today. But when we talk about church history, we always start from Reformation. Martin Luther's Reformation. No, that's not the beginning of church. If you want to talk about church history, you have to go to Acts chapter 2. The beginning of church. I don't know if you are following me. Then, you see, Acts chapter 2. It's, like I say, it's the beginning of church. From that chapter 2, many things happen over the years. Praise God. Can we say amen? Amen. Acts chapter 2 church is the beginning of the journey. You know, that church started AD 30. AD 30, 31. By AD 90, that church has traveled so much in light and judgment. God has added so much to that light that as at AD 90, when John was writing his epistle, when he said, the things we have seen, the things we have heard, it's not the John that wrote that one, it's not the same John in Acts chapter 2. Maybe you are following me. They have journeyed so much in light. But what I want to bring out is that beast fought them. Now, the beast is not just one government, it's a spirit. It's a spirit. You know, like, let me give us an instance. Lord Jesus, you will help me tonight. Thank you so much. Amen. How many of you remember there was a time Daniel was praying for light? Daniel chapter 10 or so. He was praying for, you know, he said he was fasting for 21 days that he may have understanding. We remember. Do we remember? You, when he was praying for that understanding, what happened? Warfare broke out. God sent an angel to him. Then the prince of Persia withstood that angel for 21 days so that understanding would not come to Daniel. So that prince of Persia, you can see, prince of Persia. There is king of Persia. kings and princes. Are you with me, please? So, a king will be acting on earth, but behind a king is a prince. So, there is a prince that was warring against what the apostles had as testimony. I know you are following me. And it was so real, listen, it was so bad, let me say, it was so bad that they were killing them. Massive killing, physically, killing them. Because it was too much. The church was advancing. Not just in population, in light. They were not, it's not just numerical growth. Advance in the spirit. Understanding. Judgment was coming upon them. They were, in fact, Paul so traveled by judgment and authority that Caesar, that was persecuting the church, Paul had a church in his house. You know, it's in the Bible like that. He said, the household of Caesar greet you. Caesar was persecuting the church, and in his own household, church was happening. It's in the Bible. So much authority. All the saints salute you. Chiefly, you can see it's in the Bible. They that are of Caesar's household. So much entrance, so much authority. So the church, this spirit was warring against the church so that the light of salvation will not go through all the earth. Please, are you following me? There's a place I'm going to see a little time. There's a place I'm going in my heart that the Lord made me see. I just want us to see something, please, that he made me see. Now, when that was going on, that continued and continued. We remember that it was this same affront that took John the Apostle, to the island of Patmos. He was persecuted. He was, you know, they threw him inside water. They threw him inside hot oil. The thing didn't destroy him. Then they threw him down from the cliff, from the hill down. Then, you know, they threw him down. Instead of him to break into pieces, he was just bouncing like a ball. Bam. You can imagine throwing some girl down from the thing top. Bah. An elderly man. Then he landed. All he could do is just to shake his body from the dust and continue. So what kind of a person is this? Because Jesus still wanted to use him as a witness. Don't forget the Lord Jesus Christ said to Peter. He said that, you know, Peter said, what about him? In John chapter 21, also when resurrected, Jesus said, if I will that I remain till I return, what is that to you? You follow me. Then John now said, by that statement, the brethren believed that he, John, will not die. But he said that that's not what Jesus was saying. Jesus just, I believe, was saying that till he comes back again to show higher light to the church, John will remain. They killed all the apostles, but they couldn't kill John. He was the only one that remained. Are you with me, please? Until he was banished to the island of Patmos, where Jesus now came. I don't know if you are following me. The Lord just said, now came to come and talk to him about the trust that he was supposed to bring upon the church. So John got the trust. John wrote the witness. Book of Revelation. Hallelujah. And that thing continued. Now, please, this is where I'm going, sir. I'm submitting what the experience I had, which is biblical in a way. Amen. You know, then that John, after he has delivered, he has witnessed, it will pass on. Then committed these things to hand of disciples, is raised. You know, and like that. Until a time when the overwhelming forces of this beast. Now, they were persecuting the church, killing them. As they killed them, they were multiplying. Because the light was so strong upon the head. Physical force could not undo it. Even the soldiers that were killing these believers, when they see their manner of life, they too will give their life to Jesus. It was so strong. The church became a force upon the head. Hallelujah. And men, lives were changing, testimonies of lives. Then, Satan, according to that scripture, in his wisdom, felt this physical force can't do these people. Let's change the tactics. But before that time, hallelujah. Everybody say before that time. He has already started corrupting the doctrine in the church. So when we see book of Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3, they are already corruption that are waging war within the church. Hallelujah. Doctrine of Balaam, doctrine of Nicolaitans, did of Nicolaitans, Jezebel. They were already, you know, there was a crack. It's like, when there's a crack, Satan sows seed of crack, doctrine, to pollute doctrine, to corrupt light of salvation, to corrupt everlasting life doctrine among the people. So with that, there was already, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. So, you know, there was already a crack. Nevertheless, the persecution was still continuing until a prince was wise, who used wisdom to say, we don't need to fight the church again. Let everybody, whether you are pagan or anything, you are a Christian. You see, that establishment of Christian. Now, the church was thriving in war, advancing in war, but it was not convenient for the church because they were having losses. Can we say amen? But the church purity was very strong. In fact, I can't say, please, forgive, this is the way allowance I have, sir. Please, I don't know, maybe I'm still okay, sir. You know, I can't, history say that elders of those days, and you were talking about elders today, to take leadership responsibility those days, you must have laid your life down. Because that time, those period, leaders were the one that they always go for. So when you become a leader, when you say you are a leader, you are an elder, just know, you may, maybe in another next 3 months, they will kill you. Because they always go for the leader. So, purity of leadership was very strong. So, but when he who had cunning wisdom, Satan used a cunning wisdom to deal with the church. That we can't, let's declare peace. Let's have accord of peace. So the accord of peace is that we won't persecute you again. In fact, we will give you many members. So everybody, either you like it or not, you are a Christian. Persecution stopped. You are a Christian. Everybody, you are a Christian. Everybody is a Christian. If I tell everybody now, it's like we have a government, maybe Labour enter in Ondo State. I now say, I don't like the way they are taking evil of Eternal Life Embassy. Everybody, no salary for all workers until you. I see you every Sunday, Eternal Life Embassy. What happens, sir? Expansion. I mean, on those state workers. Okay, on those town, on those city. All the workers, federal secretariat, all of them, they are coming here every Sunday. Because even the governors are attending here. So that was exactly what happened. So to those who are, please listen to me. That there's something the Lord put in my heart. Just bear with me, please. Amen. So those who had already had compromised doctrine, those who were having issue with Balaam, this, you know, they warned them, but they didn't mean they repented. Those people quickly saw that as a breakthrough. This is breakthrough. This is breakthrough. This is help from God. This is breakthrough. This is breakthrough. Without evangelism, people are out there. But those who add on to doctrine, they knew this is perversion. Because we have mixed multitude. Before, you can't be born again if you don't see salvation in view. I mean, you will not know why you are giving your life to Jesus. But now, there's gain attached to it. It became a state religion. And that really weakened the church. Please just listen to me. It really weakened the church. The church became so weak. When I say weakened, number increased, but doctrine weakened. Because people, pagans, were coming to church. Pagans were attending services. Their hearts were not changed, but they just have to do it. And that brought the warfare to another place. Where is the place? Where did he bring it? From there. Those who didn't align, that believe, no, this is not the way it ought to be. We cannot make this in a state religion. People must be convicted in their hearts and then believe in Jesus and go to doctrine. They saw them as extremists. You can see how Satan enter. I don't know, maybe you have seen what I'm trying to say. A spirit entered the body, entered church, and began to make people. It's like, listen, teaching everlasting life today, staying on everlasting life to some in the body is imbalance. I don't know if you have seen me. What a Christ, salvation, and everlasting. You know, it's like, don't you have any other thing? That time, it was like that. Some were holding to testimony, holding on to doctrine, holding on to faith, holding on to salvation, but others saw them as extremists. God has given us breakthrough. Then, with that, the church parted strongly. And then, those people who were corrupted began to persecute them that were holding testimony. I'm going somewhere, please. I'm not here to do church. I just want to see something, please, about our time. So, sir, what made me sad over the night, as when this experience was going on, was that, not that I was seeing a vision of this, those who were compromised, the spirit rested on them so much that they began to hate their brethren. Not that alone, they began to kill their brethren. In what fighting, I began to kill their brethren. Now, before that time, churches were spreading. Light was spreading. Please, I will let you know. Libya, even up to Libya, up to Niger, Libya, Egypt, India. So much churches of New Testament were in these places. But when this division began, and this affront began, those who had already took side with darkness began to, you know, those times they were not having meeting in this form. They were meeting because of persecution. They were meeting houses. You cannot imagine somebody who is already bought over, who has information about all the places where they were meeting. So exposing, sir, within many years, that I cannot tell, the number of faithful brethren were decimated. Decimated. I mean, they brought them down. They took over them. They wiped them away. Wiped them away to Libya. Wiped them away to Egypt. Wiped them away to Niger. All of them were wiped away. And they were replaced with another form of worship. So that gave room for dark, what people call dark age. That was what opened dark age upon the church. So this dark age lasted for 1,205 years until 1517. So when church history is like when Martin Luther began, now please, this is where I'm going. As at the time when, before this thing began, the church on earth already had everlasting light, life. Everlasting life, light was already on earth. In fact, Jude was writing. Let's see the book of Jude. Please, forgive, this is the way, sir. That's the manner that I was told overnight to. Honestly, I had doctrine, but they said, people, we must see why this thought is coming to us. We must see why. Sir, because if we don't see it, the tongue says, this is mercy to us. I appreciate that tongue. You know, the tongue is a, I wanted to quickly, maybe let me do doctrine, you know, so that I won't. But I knew I should be faithful. But the tongue made me know this thing is true. Do it. Hallelujah. Let's see Titus, please. Titus, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. Sir, as at when Jude was writing, salvation was already, this incorruptible life, everlasting life was already a common thing. Sir, it was not what was new, it was their life. Are you with me, please? This salvation was already a common thing among them. It was their conversation. In fact, let's see, 21. Keep yourself in the love of God. For you to know that this church, this company of brethren, they are already in their last work phase of everlasting life. Keep yourself, just keep yourself there in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. They have traveled so far. This church has traveled so far You know, sir, I felt this church has continued for another 100 years. Well, let's say another 1,000 years. We will just be born to everlasting life. Somebody like me, I won't need to, you know, the warfare I'm fighting, or we are fighting, they will afford the warfare. The dragon will afford it. I mean, this earth will have become another space. Because they travel very far in light. Amen. Sir, is there anything, sir? Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Zavaru guvanina kaparu dujijia puchtinea. I am opening your eyes. I am opening your eyes to the warfare. I am opening your eyes to the warfare. I am opening your eyes to the warfare. It has not begun with you. It has been. 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 Oh, the dragon has war with the saints and has prevailed against them. He has prevailed against them. He has prevailed. But you see, you are in a moment in time.
Yes.
You are in another season in time. That you must prevail. It is a must for you to prevail. It is a must for you to prevail because we are bringing that same light again. With higher intensity.
Yes, sir.
With greater judgment. With greater judgment. We want to commit judgments to you. For you to prevail. For you to prevail. Do not joke with this time. Do not joke with this season. For the whole of heaven are standing, watching, waiting, expecting a victory to come out of the earth. A victory to come out of the hell for a mortal man to inherit and to put on immortality, and that which is corrupt to put on that which is incorruptible. They are waiting to see this victory come out of the head, and you are in that moment. You are born in the right time. You are born into warfare. You are born into warfare. You come back out.
Yes.
Face it.
Yes.
Face it.
Yes.
Receive the hammer.
Yes.
Receive the equipping.
Yes.
Receive the instrument of war and engage in this war. You are born to war. You are born for this battle. Do not disappoint heaven. Receive what you need for the journey. Fear the Spirit.
Hallelujah. We will not disappoint everyone in Jesus' name. So you can see the level of travel in the spirit. These men have gone. That dark age eroded almost everything. Not in the delivery, but in time of men upon the face of the earth. You know, the spirit persecuted so much and cut down. So all the apostolic churches of Paul, of John. How many of you know today, Ephesus is now Turkey. Where is he? You know, Ephesus is one of the seven churches. Am I talking, please? That's Turkey of today. You can imagine that. You know, Jesus was warning them that time that I will remove your lampstand. You know, I can't show that they were, those churches, none of them felt John was hallucinating. Yes, historical account. They didn't, that warning John gave to those churches, many of them didn't believe it. They thought, no, he's an elderly person that he was hallucinating or wherever. Jesus did exactly what he said to Ephesus. He removed their lamps. You see, today, Turkey, they, you know, it's Islamic now. And the Lord has been telling me maybe about a month ago that what is happening in Turkey is because Jesus is telling us that there's going to be a rebirth of an apostolic trust again upon the earth. You know, there was so much earthquake. Even till yesterday, terrible a storm upon them. I just say it's the burden of the apostolic trust. Because Ephesus is the strong batting place of Paul's apostolic trust. I believe very soon, Revival will break out in that turkey. Amen. Hallelujah. But you see, so much travel. Then darkness began to set in. Sir, listen. What God is bringing right now to our camp or to our company or to the church, if you are fighting it, it's because we don't know what is original. We were born to wrong thing. From 1517 to, it took about 400 years to restore milk to church. Yes, 1517. What was he preaching? The just shall live by faith. They didn't have water baptism. They didn't have Holy Ghost baptism. Holy Spirit baptism with evidence speaking of the income until 1900. You know, that's church history. There may be pockets of people that were having, you know, some experiences, but they were very small. To make the thing become what church will receive. 1902 to 1517. In the day of Pentecost. In the day of Pentecost. Early church. You give your life to Jesus. You do water baptism. You receive Holy Spirit baptism same day. Now it took about 250 years to bring that to church. Gift of the Spirit. Took another, you know. Why with Lateran revival? All those things you can see. Milk. To bring milk to church. Milk. And some that the just shall live by faith is their own wealth. That's the way they settle. When another movement comes to say that, what baptism? They will persecute them. Lutheran persecuted Baptists. You know, because they say, what are baptism? Baptists persecuted, you know, people that are talking about speaking in tongues. You can see what a believer will get in a day. It took years to bring those things. Even to Nigeria, that youth, they were speaking in tongues, that they chased them out of church. That's high darkness that eroded upon the head by that war that came against the saints. Please, I don't know if you are following my thoughts. So, sir, now think about it. You see, like I said, between AD 30 and AD 90, Jesus brought milk of the word, meat of the word, strong meat of the word. By AD 90, then John, when he said, what Pastor Paul was saying, come and fellowship with us. Our fellowship with the Father and the Son, that eternal life, they were already in strong meat. Now, you can see that warfare, that where you look at the earth, by AD 1517, you won't see any, to now get meat is difficult. Talk less of meat. Talk less of strong meat. Now, God didn't give up. Because it was a matter of oath that God has promised he will give eternal life to man. God was patiently doing the restoration. What we call move of the Spirit is just restoration of things. It's just the milk. Now, God was worrying. Amen. And God also raised men who were worrying with him. Now, please, sir, I'm just delivering a witness. Please, I'm submitting it. It can be, but, and I'm so sorry I'm doing it. That's the way I was instructed to do it. Can we say amen? Amen. Sir, the days of Paul, the days of John, the days of Jude, that, those days, they are already upon us again. They are upon us. Now, they are not upon us by wishing, they are upon us by doctrine. So, you can see someone like Reverend Bussi, God's servant now, standing like maybe Paul. If not Paul, but you know, like Paul. Who is holding testimony of everlasting life. See someone like God's servant, Reverend Kaude Yegoke, who is holding, you can see all the leaders who are holding these things. You know, it means that when Paul looked at the earth now, he's seen his day again upon the earth. Paul is seen his day upon the earth. John is seen his day upon the earth. Amen. Jude is seen his day upon the earth. Maybe 300 years ago, when they come to church, they see prelim of the day of Pentecost. A church has. The church asks, what about God? Only Holy Ghost baptism. The church is fighting Holy Ghost. You know, when they come there, they don't feel okay. God, how long will this be?
How long? We have traveled far. Lord, how long? What is this upon the earth? But sir, when they come now, no, listen, is this not, I'm telling you the side of warfare. What, when they come now, they can sit in our meeting. When they hear God's servant teach, okay, Jesus our Lord may allow Paul to come and, okay, maybe God's servant wants to teach Jesus for consolation of their hearts, for comfort of their heart. They say, eternal life and battle. So when he sits and he's here teaching, he's like, I thought that when it was on earth. I thought that when I was on earth. No, I'm telling you, I thought that when I was upon the earth. Then he's also seeing the witness that what he has become. Then they are also seeing men who are already becoming like them. Men who have stature. Men who have judgment. Men who have sight like them. Now, listen, in our camp, that is happening. But Satan stops. Satan knows, hey, I'm seeing men like Paul again on earth. You don't understand? Satan felt, alas, let's be drinking tea. Let's be drinking coffee. But now, it's not comfortable again. When he sees someone like Reverend Kerr, ministry, you see that? Look at, sir, you are an evangelist, sir. I know you are a teacher, but that evangelist is strong. That New Testament evangelistic trust that is making men not to just be born again but see salvation. Satan is not at ease. Satan is not comfortable. Satan is not drinking coffee. Satan is smoking weed. You know, I just want to be hot to know what to do. Now, listen, it's not coming. Amen. Now, what we pay for is that when Paul entered this kind of atmosphere where everlasting life is being taught, what will make him to become incorruptible? Then they make him to see you. Not the minister. You. Hope you are not like a Demas. Because not all those things they can see so. They have handled so in their time. They knew souls. They were dragging back in light. So, listen. I hope you are seeing what I'm trying to say. A new day. There are things, because of time, I may not be able to, you know, I can't in my heart. Like last year, was it not last year? The dawning of God's day. All those things, they are building up. Building up. Now, please, let me say this. Listen. Sir, I hope I'm okay, sir. Please, listen to me. Sir, you know, Believers' Convention last year is the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not so. As the prince. Not so. Then also about the Archangel Michael. Now, the Lord wants to tell me, you cannot talk about Michael and not talk about war. You cannot talk about. So, Michael truly is bringing light. He's also generating war in the spirit. You can't talk about. Because Bible says there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel. So, you cannot talk about. Michael cannot talk about war. So, it's just people. It is a build up. It's not concussion. It's not. It's Jesus chipping in layer upon layer. We have done. Who is like God? Michael. Now, when they say, armies of the living God, they are trying to say that Michael is also involved in this thing. Now, what is the war? Listen, the end of this war, because of time, the end of this war, listen, over your life, you are worried. The end of this war is that you must be incorruptible. That is the end of this war. The war. War in your if you are not incorruptible. If you are not incorruptible, war in your. If at the end of this war, so you can now see the things they are bringing to us. So what you taught us today, what Pastor Thompson labored on today, what Daddy labored on for.
almost 30 days. About 30 days. They are equipment. They are tools for you to go to battlefront. Now, please, I will tell you this. If the Lord permits, and if God's servant wants it so, if they say another session, I'm not calling, maybe, but I don't, listen, everything they are giving to us now is to make you put on the whole armor of God. Listen, don't say, well, when I've entered everlasting, I'm still doing Christ now. When I enter everlasting, I will join the army. So that's where you are. What I saw in the spirit is a battalion. I say battalion. If it's where you are at the rear, you must fight your battle. Now, I will tell you something. Listen. Where God's servant, they may be at the forefront of that war. But what they are doing is also for our own. That breakthrough that they are having in light and judgment is by warfare. They are fighting to bring things down. They are obeying to bring things down. I don't know if you are following me. What Reverend Ken is doing in his place is a warfare to bring things down. If you are at the back, just be collecting what they are bringing and be using it. There's ranking in this order. I will tell you something. What Reverend Busi will fight for you, you may not need to fight it if you can use his judgment. That's what Pastor Tayo was saying. So when Pastor said, what will God's servant, that is Ego Key, do? He's already is using weapon that be as fought and play that you could see. So you can actually use weapon. You don't need to fight some spirit that they are fought. Remember, you are following me. Some spirit you don't mean you don't need to fight them because they are positioned for you to fight these things for you. When something comes down as life, they are prevailed. You don't understand? Everlasting life came by warfare. You are not the one that started to see everlasting life. They are the one that started to see everlasting life. Sir, I don't know how to. Can we say amen? Please, are you getting something? I might have done evangelist work today, but that's the way. Are you with me, please? I just want to know, listen. That same spirit that fought them that time is back. Doctor. Because that spirit doesn't respond to you. Everlasting life is triggered. Now, in our camp, I will say this to us. Let me say this in soberness. I was told that. Thank you. I'll teach you, sir, if it's possible. Please listen to me. If you don't, all of us, if we don't recognize ranking now, we will suffer a lot. We will suffer a lot. Ranking in the spirit. When I say ranking, listen, Jesus, who is the head of this order? Yeah. He has already placed men in different rankings. Some over 1,000. Some over 100. Some over 10. If you can't submit to Pastor Lydia in Akure, no. Don't worry, I know you are telling why me. If you are in Akure church, you can't submit to Pastor Lydia. You jump over Pastor Lydia to Reverend. Let me tell you, I submit to Reverend. Pastor Lydia, listen to me. You are already being weeded out of the company. No. I'm just telling you the reality on ground. Now, how you will know you are weeded out is that your conviction level will be dropping. Just feel that this thing, we are going extreme. not difficult like that. If that's, you see, what happens is that you have left where they put you in the spirit. I will say this, please. If you are a wife, you don't submit to your husband, but you submit to your pastor. You are out of it. You are out of it. Of course, we should be submissive to our pastors, but a wife is a you see, all those epistles, they are admonitions of warfare. So when they say charity, for example, so charity is a strong admonition in the spirit. So you don't love your brethren. Just know that in another 3 months, this casualty is not physical death. The casualty will be spiritual death. His conviction will be dropping. Zeal will be dropping. Just that there are better things than this thing. So what will make Demas a worker with Paul? Then at the time, Paul now said, Demas have forsaken me. Having loved this present world. Are we getting me, please? So it is time for all of us to start understanding ranking in the spirit. Then two, understanding spiritual authority in the spirit. In military, if that man said, I'm a man under authority. I say to this one, go. And he goes. In the church, it's not control. Higher authority, by that word, higher authority, if it's not politics, has higher judgment than you. What you don't see, you can see. So I can tell you, why not wait? The Lord, Jesus, if not Jesus appear, it's because we lack judgment in the spirit. I will tell you something, which is, I'm just trying to talk to us as potential armies of the living God. Pastor, if I'm under you, there are certain instructions the Holy Ghost will give you for me. Then, when he will talk to me about it, then he will tell you about it. When you tell me, yes, sir, the Lord has told me about it. But if I tell you something, if I'm under you, and I say, sir, the Lord is actually saying, Pastor, or Brother Tima Tusi, can you wait for 3 months? I say, no, the Lord said, tomorrow I must do it. By judgment, the Lord knows I am breaking order in the spirit. So the setting of the army of the living God, we have done church like we attend church service. But we have not done church as encampment for training. So what is being preached on when we are being taught, we see it as an opinion. That's the way Reverend is saying it. This is the way me, I'm seeing it. No! You are not qualified to be in the camp like that. Let me give you an instance. You know, Pastor Thompson said something yesterday about what you thought, sir, about maybe Laodicean church. And he was judging himself. There was a time I was there, I said, you have taught this thing before. I never told him when you taught it in the garden. I was telling him, sorry, I'm done. Maybe you are blessed today, please. I was telling him, I said, Reverend taught this thing. Pastor the Major, I said, no, Daddy taught this thing 2021. I was in the meeting. It was after my ministration. When you finish teaching it, I won't lie. I didn't see it. I won't lie. The way you were teaching it, Christ, you were talking about, the things we have seen, we pass. The things that are unseen, they are eternal. We're talking about what we are seeing now is Christ. The way you were arranging those things, I never saw like that before. I was here. When you want to saw you, me that I'm teaching everlasting life, I didn't see it that way. It took me about a year to see. And why? Because I was not meek enough to believe. Okay, this thing I believe, but I will see it. So I will say one more thing here. Even we ministers must know ranking. Church members may not have issues like ministers. I am also called. I'm a man of God. You may be called, but you may not have so much authority of entrance by daily. Like somebody who has that. To have a formidable thing, this one mind, is a prayer we must pray, but it's not just only prayer, it's a practice. We must see them that by their life, they have a life of meekness, that even though we have not seen what they are saying, but we know by their life, they have true testimony. We can follow their judgment. Thank you. After these tongues, I'm done. Thank you. Amen. Sirs, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sakubatula nak aukulavati. Mehikalu chijuvra takali avati. Oh, my lava kamate livru kavarutushta ilamai lapai namai lavai lavai lavai. Yo, my gatekeepers, my gatekeepers, my gatekeepers. It's not every gate you can keep.
Yes.
With your level of judgment.
Yes.
It's not every level of gate you can keep. You need a higher level of judgment. You will need to submit yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
You will need to submit yourself. Meekness, 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 meekness. Oh, for my servants are needed in this warfare. In this warfare, in this warfare, they are needed. They are needed. They are needed. But you see, the devil has done a mighty work even amongst my own servant.
Yes.
Ah, they are the one opening the gate for the adversary to come in. Because they don't keep ranks. Because they don't keep ranks. Because they don't keep order. Because they don't keep order. Because they don't keep order. But you see, you are hearing me. You are hearing me now. And you see, you have a window of opportunity open to you even now to align yourself, to be in order so that you will not be fighting against me. So that you will not be wrestling against me. So that you will not be against me. So that you will not be against me. You should not be against me. You should not be against me. But you see, by your arrangement, by your haughtiness, by your pride, you can stand against me. You can be against me. And when you are against me, you are on the side of the adversary. I don't take side. I don't take side. I am the Almighty. I am the Almighty. Be meek. Be meek. Let the light of Christ even judge your conversation. Submit one to another. Submit one to another. Let it judge your conversation so that this warfare will be without casualty. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. You are important to me, even in this warfare. And you can find grace. You can find grace. I bring grace to you tonight. I bring grace to you tonight. I bring grace to you. I bring you grace. And this grace is also a key, even into realms, into doors, into gates, into gates. I bring grace. This key is meekness, is humility. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Align yourself, and grace and mercy will find you. Grace and mercy will find you. See the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 So these are the things that are going on in the realm of the spirit. And the honor is upon us now to align. and take our places in the spirit. I want you to know that if we can keep order and ranking, sir, corruption, which is the principal enemy, you know, whether hell and death, what they ride upon is corruption. Once we are incorruptible, hell and death has no place. I don't even know that when they are dealt with within us, we ourselves, we are going to ride with the captain. We will ride with him. Pastor Demetri thought on that. We are going to ride with him, and then what is old humanity down will be judged. But they can't be judged if they are not firstly judged within us. But the judgment within us, sir, this thing is arrangement in the spirit. You see, God will do a quick work in us if we can align on time. How many of us are going to take our place in this warfare? You see, none of us will suffer any loss in Jesus' name. As well as we come under our Lord Jesus Christ, who has also set authorities in place, generals in place, corner in place. We don't want things, but there are generals among us. There are lieutenant generals. You see, there are generals among us. There are colonel among us. There are captains among us. These are arrangements in the spirit. But if you can stay where you belong, grace will come to you. That we say, he gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. Can we just respond to the Lord there? And I would just want us to pray, Lord, I take my place in this army. I take my place. Please pray this prayer. It's already upon us. I just want to pray, I take my place in meekness. I take my place in this war against corruption. War against corruption. I will be raised incorruptible. Come on, pray. Thank you, sir.
Let's just respond for just a few minutes, maybe a minute or so. Just respond to this sound of heaven. Reshkemeli and Abaliata, Sokto Poroko Suli Brahashke Manita, Abrada Balada Balishke Plemasia Polibar Rabalashke, Tete Librahanda Banita. Lord, we thank you tonight. We give all the praise to you. We appreciate you, Jesus. Glory and honor to your name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can I have your seat, please? Pastor Dixon, can you help us, please?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, see the Spirit, I am able. I am able. I am much more able. I have ability above the adversary. I have abilities above your enemies. Oh, I am able to help you. I am able to give you victory. I am able to raise you. I am able to help you. I am able if you will yield yourself to me. If you will yield yourself to me. See, the Spirit, I am also empowering you in this season. I am empowering you for greater level of humility and meekness. I have come to help you. Oh yes, there is an urgency in the realm of the Spirit. There is an great urgency. Great urgency in the realm of the Spirit. In the realm of the Spirit. But you see, I am much more concerned about your welfare. I am much more concerned about you. I'm concerned about you. For I can do all things, but I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you to take your place. I need you to keep your order. I need you to do all that you need to do to take a stand. I need you to be all that you should be to be able to take a stand. So I have ability. And today, I am transferring that ability to you. I am transferring that ability to you. Over you, I open a door. I open a door. A door for access. Access into things, into materials, into greater light, into greater understanding for you to take a stand. I grant you grace, for there are many things that has held you bound, that has held you back, that has held you down, that has not allowed you to yield yourself and to take a stand with me and to be with me and to stay under me. But you see, those things, those shackles, those chains, I have the key. I have unlocked them. Align with me. For grace has been given for alignment. Do not turn your back. For after this time, you might not have another time. You might not have another opportunity. For there is an urgency in the realm of the Spirit to fulfill all obedience, so that every disobedience should be judged. There is no longer time. I have come with so much ability to help you, to get you up, that you may function where you are supposed to function. See the Spirit.
Amen. We bless the Lord for tonight. This great mercy. And we just give the Lord a big hand for the mercy we enjoy tonight. I said that for this reason, the burden of this meeting is being downloaded tonight. But last year, the Lord began to show to me, as a matter of urgency, great warfare in the Spirit upon the seed of God, upon the word of man. And I began to see the whole of hell releasing all arsenal to ensure that there is no emergence of man into the realm of the living God. I began to see that, and by the end of the year, it was two. I told you about the vision I saw, where I saw eagles, some few eagles in the air. Wild eagles in the air. And they were moving, as if we were moving over our world. I could see the whole world under, were in the air. A few of them moving like that. And within a short time, there was a major warfare on the earth here, where more eagles were taken up. And we had more eagle in the air as a symbol of victory for this generation. So,